The following shiur was originally given on the second night of Sukkot, Tov Shin Pei Gimel, in Congregation Or Torah, Edison, New Jersey. It is now being repeated on the second night of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Tov Shin Pei Gimel. The shiur's honor of the yahrzeit of Aaron Shmuel Zamvil ben Yosef Meir Zichrono Livracha, Mr. Samuel Strouch, whose yahrzeit is the second day of Sukkot. This morning, we all perform the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. And the question alluded to in the Gemara and asked explicitly by Tosfos is, what do you do about the bracha? We all know that you're supposed to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. But when it comes to Dalet Minim, as soon as you pick up the Dalet Minim, you're yotzei the mitzvah, and it's too late to make the bracha. So what do you do? So putting that aside for now, let's talk about this halacha in general. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lametes, Amid Aleph, says, Kol mitzvahs kulon, mivarech alein over lasayasun. All mitzvahs make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. And the question is this halacha only l'chatchila? In other words, ideally you should make the bracha before, but for whatever reason you couldn't or didn't make the bracha before, you could also make the bracha after. Or should we say the bracha must be made before, and if for whatever reason you didn't make the bracha before, you cannot make the bracha after, even b'di'eved? In other words, making the bracha afterwards is meaningless. So Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, quotes the same as the Gemara in Sukkah, that all brachas you make, all mitzvahs make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. And the Gemara wants to know, are there any exceptions? The Gemara goes back and forth, different possibilities, and the Gemara concludes, there's one exception, chutz min hatvila, tvila going to the mikvah, where you cannot make the bracha before, da'akati gavra lo chazi. Because the person is not fit, the person is not able to make the bracha before, so therefore in that case you make the bracha after. And we'll see in a minute exactly why by tefillah you cannot make the bracha before. But the Orazrua says that this Gemara is a proof that making brachas before is only l'chatchila. Because if making brachas afterwards would be meaningless, so how could the Gemara say that tefillah is an exception, that you can't make the bracha before, you make the bracha after. If making the bracha after is meaningless, so you can't make the bracha before, don't make the bracha at all. From the fact that the Gemara says you can make the bracha after, shows that in general, for whatever reason you couldn't make the bracha before, you could still make the bracha after. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Bracha says that the bracha must be made before, and if you weren't able to make the bracha before, you cannot make the bracha after, even b'di'evid. So the question is, what do you do with this Gemara about tefillah? So the Shach in Yerdeh explains that when the Chachamim originally established the brachas, they said that since tefillah, it's impossible to make the bracha before, you can make the bracha after. But in general, any other case where you didn't make the bracha before, you cannot make the bracha after. So again, there's a machlokas, according to the Ozarua, making brachas before is only l'chatchila. If for whatever reason you didn't make it before, you could still make it afterwards. And the Rambam holds the bracha must be made before, you cannot make the bracha after, even with the Eved, with the one exception of tefillah. So how do we paskin? So halacha is, before you do a shechita, you make a bracha al hashechita. So what if you have the following case? You have an animal you want to shecht, and for whatever reason, you have a suffix, the animal might be a treifa. But you're not going to know for sure until you actually shecht the animal and open it up and see. So what do? So the Ramah and your day of Paskins, so you can't make the bracha before because it might be a treifa. So you shecht the animal without a bracha. You check it out. If it turns out it's not a treifa, you make the bracha afterwards. So the simple way to explain the Ramah is that he's paskin like the Or Zeruah. Then in general, if you can't make the bracha before, you make the bracha after. However, the Shach finds this difficult, because the Shach assumes that we paskin like the Rambam, that you cannot make the bracha afterwards, and he doesn't want to say the Ramah is paskin against the Rambam. So the Shach explains that in this case of a shechita, even the Rambam will agree you can make the bracha after. But just like we explained before when it comes to tefillah, since it's impossible to make the bracha before, when the Chachamim were misakin the brachas, they said that you can make the bracha after, so too in this particular case of shechita, since it's impossible to make the bracha before because the animal might be a treifa, so the Chachamim said in this case you can make the bracha after. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger on a sign on Shulchan Aruch says you can't compare shechita to tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, the Gemara says explicitly, it's impossible to make the bracha before. So therefore, it makes sense to say, when the Chachamim were masaking the brachas, they said, you can make the bracha after. But shechita, normally you make the bracha before. You know, once in a blue moon, you have this rare case where the animal might be a treifa, and you can't make the bracha before. So it's hard to say the Chachamim were masaking. In this particular case, you can make the bracha after. Rather, this is a regular case where you can't make the bracha before, and the Rambam would hold, you cannot make the bracha afterwards. And the Ramo says, you do make the bracha afterwards, is holding like the Or Zeruah, and since we pass like the Rambam, we simply do not hold like this psak of the Ramo. So again, the Gemara Pesachim says, all mitzvahs you make the bracha before, with the exception of tefillah, and because where you cannot make the bracha before, da'akati gavra lo chazi. The person is not fit to make the bracha before. So the question is, why not? What kind of tefillah are we talking about that the person cannot make the bracha before? So Rashi in that Gemara says, we're talking about the tefillah of a Balkeri. then why can the Valkyrie make the bracha before? So Rashi explains, because Ezra made a takana, the Valkyrie is not allowed to daven or make brachas or learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. So therefore, it makes sense. If the person's a Valkyrie, obviously he can't make the bracha before he goes to the mikvah, because he's not allowed to make brachas. So he has no choice, he has to make the bracha after. Tosfos does not like this pshat, because while it's true, there is a takana as Ezra, the Chachamim afterwards repeal the takana, and it's no longer usur for a Valkyrie to daven or make brachas or learn Torah. So therefore, he can make the bracha before he goes to the mikvah. So rather, Tosfos says, the Gemara is talking about the tefillah of the ger. Person converts, he has to go to the mikvah. And the reason why the person can make the bracha before is before he goes to the mikvah. He's not Jewish. So obviously he can make the bracha. So therefore, you have no choice. You have to make the bracha after. But Tosfos says, when it comes to all other tefillos, where there's nothing wrong with making the bracha before, for example, let's say a woman goes to the mikvah. So there's nothing wrong with making the bracha before. You should make the bracha before, just like you do with all other mitzvahs. And that's how the Rambam says, with the exception of the ger, you always make the bracha before the tefillah. And in fact, that's how the Sfarim Paskin, when a woman goes to the mikvah, she makes the bracha before the tefillah. However, Tosfos then says that it became the practice of women that they do the tefillah first and then they make the bracha. And Tosfos says that makes good sense, because since when it comes to a ger, it's impossible to make the bracha before, you have to make the bracha after. So therefore, you should make a low plug. And any time you do a tefillah, you always make the bracha after. And in fact, that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim, that a woman goes to mikvah, she does the tefillah first and makes the bracha after. But then it became the minhag that the women try to cover all bases. They do two tefillahs, one before the bracha and one after the bracha. They do one before the bracha, like Tosfos says, lo plug, he's supposed to do the tefillah before the bracha. They do a second tefillah after the bracha, so the bracha is over last siyasan of the second tefillah. Now it's questionable whether this really accomplishes anything, because you want to do the first tefillah, so you're tar. So the second tefillah doesn't really do anything. But anyway, that's the minhag Yisrael. That women do one tefillah before the bracha and one tefillah after the bracha. In fact, it became the minhag after that the women actually do a third tefillah. But that really has nothing to do with the bracha. It's more like, I think, Kabbalah. So again, the Gemara says, all mitzvahs make the bracha before. The one exception is tefillah, which Tosfos is talking about tefillah of a ger, and they make a little plug to all other tefillahs. Then Tosfos says, perhaps you have another exception. The halacha is when you wash your hands with tefillah tadayim, so sometimes it could be that you're not able to make the bracha before, your hands are dirty, you went to the bathroom, and you'll have to wash first and make the bracha after. And Tosfos says, just like by tefillah, you make a little plug, so to my tefillah tadayim, make a little plug, that whenever you wash your hands, let's say you wash your hands for bread, and your hands are perfectly clean, and there's no reason why you can't make the bracha before, still we make a little plug, and you always wash first and make the bracha after. Then Tosfos says, it could be a second reason why you wash first and make the bracha afterwards, as because drying is an integral part of the mitzvah, with if you don't dry your hands, you're not yotzei, and therefore the bracha is over last yasan of the drying. So again, Tosfos gives two reasons why you wash first and make the bracha after. The first is that really you should have made the bracha first, but since sometimes you can't make the bracha first, so make a low plug and you make the bracha after, so it's an exception to the rule. Or no, really it's not an exception. This is the regular rule, that you're making the bracha over last yasan of the drawing, which is the conclusion of the mitzvah. And there could be an afkamina between these two reasons of Tosfos. Let's say a person washed and dried his hands and realized he forgot to make the bracha. Can you make the bracha after you dry? So according to the first reason of Tosfos, then really you should have made the bracha before you washed. And it's only because of a low plug you're making bracha after. So you could say, since the bracha is anyway in quote-unquote the wrong place, so therefore maybe you can make the bracha even after you dried your hands also. But according to the second reason of Tosfos, the bracha is not in the wrong place, bracha is in the right place. It's over last yasa of the drying. So this will be a regular case where you forgot to make the bracha before. The question is, can I make the bracha after? That's machlokas between the Or Zeruah and the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, you cannot make the bracha afterwards. Now there's a very well-known Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says, the person only has enough money for either Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, so Ner Shabbos takes precedence. Ner Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bayis. So in that Gemara, the Ran asks the following question. Let's say a person has both. He has Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, but what do you light first? You know, it's on Friday afternoon or Shabbos Chanukah, which one do you light first? The Ran quotes Machlokas. The Ramban quotes the Gemara in Zvachim. If a person has to bring two karbanos, what do you bring first? The Gemara quotes two rules. The first rule is Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir kodim. Whichever one is more frequent comes first. And second rule, whichever one is more mekudosh, whichever one is more important comes first. The Gemara says, what do you do if one is more Tadir, one is more mekudosh? But the Ramban says, if you apply those rules to our case of Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, so it comes in, Ner Shabbos has both. Ner Shabbos is certainly more Tadir, it comes every week, whereas Ner Chanukah is only 8 days a year. And Ner Shabbos is more important, because the Gemara says, Beferish, if you only have one, so you do Ner Shabbos. So the Ramban says, based on that, when Friday afternoon of Shabbos Chanukah, you light Ner Shabbos first and then Ner Chanukah. However, the Ran quotes the Bahag, says, well, all that is true, but practically you can't do that, because once you light Ner Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's also to do Malacha, and you're not able to light the Ner Chanukah. So you have no choice, you have to light the Ner Chanukah first. And that's the way we, our practice also. Now, putting Ner Chanukah aside, we have an important machlokas here. Every single Shabbos, every Friday, when a person lights Ner Shabbos, is it considered that it's Mekabel Shabbos and it's Asher to Malacha? So Ramban says no, and the Bahag says yes. And the Chavra quotes Boshitas, and the Ramah says, basically, we pass like the Ramban. That's not considered a Mekabel Shabbos. However, it's become accepted that when a woman lights Ner Shabbos, it's considered that she's Mekabel Shabbos, it's Asher to do Malacha, unless she makes it tonight. And then the Ramah says, when we say that lighting the candles is considered Mekabel Shabbos, does it mean the actual lighting is Mekabel Shabbos? Or perhaps means we make the bracha, L'adak Nershal Shabbos, that's what's Mekabel Shabbos. Now, if that's the case, then you have a problem. Because if you make the bracha in Mekabel Shabbos, then you can't light the candle anymore. So the Ramah says what you should do is light the candle first, and then make the bracha afterwards. This will be another exception. But just like we said by tefillah, women want to try to have, you know, cover all the bases. So what the Ramah says we should do is light the candles, cover your eyes, make the bracha, and then open your eyes. So what does that do? Because the mitzvah is not just to light the candles. The mitzvah is to light the candles and have them lit and enjoy the light. So therefore, you light the candles, you cover your eyes, you make the bracha, and you open your eyes, so the bracha is over l'asi yasan of enjoying the light. Now the Mishnah Berura says, this all makes sense when it comes to Shabbos. However, when it comes to Yontiv, well, even if you're Mekabel Yontiv, there's nothing wrong with lighting the candle. So Mishnah Berura says, when it comes to Yontiv, you should actually make the bracha first, and then light the candles. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says that the minhag of the mother of the Drisha, when it came to Yontiv, she would actually make the bracha first, and then light the candles. But the Magen Avraham himself says, you know, with all due respect, he thinks it's not correct. He thinks that on Yontiv, you should light first, and then make the bracha, just like on Shabbos. Because just like when it comes to tefillah, and Netil Tzedayim, we made a low plug, so too by lighting candles, we should make a low plug. And if you should always light first, and make the bracha after. However, the note of Yehuda, on the Sfarim of Shulchan Aruch, and the Targum Ravava, says he thinks the mother of the Drisha is right. And when it comes to Yontiv, you should make the bracha first, and then light. And it's not like, it's not the same like tefillah and Netil Tzedayim. We don't make a low plug. Why? Because the purpose of a low plug is that people should not get confused and make a mistake. So when it comes to tefillah, that makes sense. It's always the same bracha. Whether a ger does a tefillah, a woman does a tefillah, it's the same bracha ala tefillah. So there's a chance people can make a mistake, so you always make the bracha after. And same thing when it comes to the Netilas Yadayim. It's always the same bracha, so you always make the bracha after. However, when it comes to lighting candles, it's a different bracha. On Shabbos, the bracha is l'hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. And Yontiv, the bracha is l'hadlik Ner Shal Yontiv. Since it's a different bracha, we're not afraid people are going to make a mistake, so therefore you don't make a low plug, and on Yontiv, you should make the bracha first, and then light the candles. And he says the proof that you don't make a low plug when it comes to Yontiv, as when it comes to Ner Chanukah, so no one in a million years would say, we should light first, and then make the bracha afterwards, low plug. Because it's a different bracha, l'hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. So just like by Chanukah, you don't make a low plug, and you make the bracha first, so to by Yontiv, you do not make a low plug, and you should make the bracha first. However, you really could be mechalik between Chanukah and Yontiv. When it comes to Chanukah, we're not afraid people are going to make a mistake between Chanukah and Shabbos. It's a totally different lighting. You know, Chanukah is the middle of the week, therefore you don't make a low plug and you make the bracha first. We could definitely imagine people making a mistake between Yontiv and Shabbos, so, even though it's a different bracha. So therefore, it makes sense, like the Magen Avraham says, to make a low plug, and Yontiv also you should light first and then make the bracha. So in all the dust clears, what I think comes out, at least according to the Ashkenazim, is when it comes to Shabbos, I think everyone lights first and then makes the bracha, you know, covering your eyes. And Yontiv different minhagim. Some hold like the Magen Avraham, and they also light first and then make the bracha like on Shabbos. And some hold like the Nodeb Yehuda, and they make the bracha first and then light like they do on Chanukah. One more exception maybe to the brachas rule. The Gemara Ksuba says, when you get married, you make the Birchas Eirusin. But the Gemara doesn't really say what's the nature of this bracha, and when exactly, you know, in the wedding ceremony, do you make the bracha. So the Rambam in Hilchos Isha says that getting married is a separate mitzvah, and it's an independent mitzvah of Pur Ravu. It's a separate mitzvah to get married. And therefore, the bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore, you make the bracha before, just like any other mitzvah. Therefore, you make the bracha, and then the man will give the woman the ring. The Rosh says that getting married is not a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah is Pur Ravu. And getting married is really just like a Hechsher mitzvah. So therefore, since it's not a mitzvah to get married, there's no, the bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Rather, it's a Birchas HaShevach, and could just as well make the bracha after. Now the Ravid holds a principle like the Rambam, that getting married is a separate mitzvah, and the bracha is a bracha mitzvah, but he argues with the Rambam and he says that in this case you should do the kiddushin first and then make the bracha. And it's not the same like other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs like a tefillin. You make the bracha, you put in your tefillin. You make the bracha, you eat matzah. It doesn't involve anybody else. And when it comes to getting married, there's another person involved. So the Ravid says, what are you going to do? Make the bracha, then the man's going to give the woman the ring. Let's say she says, sorry, she doesn't want. Changed her mind. So besides all the other problems that you have, on top of that, it's a bracha levatala. So you have no choice. You have to do the kedushin first, and then make the bracha after. This will be another exception to the rule. I think our minhag, because we assume like the Rambam, that you make the bracha first. I think it's based on a rov that we're assuming, you know, you're at the wedding, you're there, you're assuming, you're hoping that everything's going to, you know, go off smoothly. So finally, getting back to where we started. The Gemara says, when it comes to Dal Minim, Mida'agvei Nafek Bei, as soon as you pick up Dal Minim, you go to the mitzvah. Tosfos asks, what do you do with the bracha? You can't make the bracha before you pick it up, because that's too far in advance. That's over to over. So what do you do? Tosfos has a number of suggestions what you should do. The first thing he says is maybe you should pick up the lulav and not the esrog. Since you're picking up the lulav, so it's not too far in advance. But since you're not holding the esrog, so you're not yotzei at all, because you're only yotzei if you have old Dal Minim. So therefore, you pick up the lulav, make the bracha, and then pick up the esrog. The second possibility, Tosfos, as we're all familiar with, is they pick up the esrog upside down. Because the halacha is you only yotze the mitzvah if you hold him derech gedilason, the way they grow. And now this answer of Tosfos, possibility of Tosfos, is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says you're not yotze the mitzvah of Dal Minim kishahavcho, if you reversed it. So what does that mean, you reversed it? So Rashi and Tosfos both learn, it means you took it upside down. It doesn't necessarily mean the esrog. In fact, Rashi says, take the lulav upside down. Tosfos says you take either one upside down. The Mechaber is the one who says you take the esrog upside down. So it doesn't really matter. As long as something's upside down, it's just more convenient to take the esrog upside down. So therefore, you take the esrog upside down, and then you make the bracha, and then you hold the, and then you turn it right side up. Rabbeinu Chananu has a different shot in the Gemara. Keshahavcho doesn't mean you turned it upside down. Keshahavcho means you switched hands. Because halach is, at least for a righty, you take the lulav in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. So Rabbeinu Chananu says, if you switched hands, you're not yotze. And the Ritva says, we don't hold like that. We hold it, although the chatchila, you're supposed to take the lulav in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. However, if you took it in the wrong hand, you're still yotze, you still have to miss with the Eved. So therefore, he likes the shot of Rashi and Tosfos, and Keshahavcho means you turned it upside down. A third possibility, Tosfos says, is you pick everything up the right way, you have kavana not to be yotze. And even if we hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, that just means if you have no kavana at all. If you explicitly had kavana not to be yotze, then for sure you're not yotze. Therefore, you pick it up without kavana, with a kavana not to be yotze, you make the bracha, and then you have kavana to be yotze. And the Mishmur says that's what the Gross thought was the best idea. But I think just practically, most people turn the esrog upside down because, you know, so you have the wrong kavana, it's too chancy, you might do something wrong. Therefore, the minhag is you turn the esrog upside down, make the bracha, and turn it right side up. And Tosfos, one final possibility is pick up everything the right way, in the right hand, with the right kavana, and your yotzei. That's right, your yotzei, and you still can make the bracha, because you still have to do the nanuim. And even though Tosfos says that you're yotzei the mitzvah even if you didn't do nanuim at all, but since it's part of the mitzvah, it's mitzvah min ha-mufchar, so therefore you're still able to make the bracha. The only question is which nanuim? We do nanuim twice. We do one nanuim by the bracha, and then we do a nanuim again by halel. So I might have thought that means the nanuim by the bracha, because that's still part of the bracha. However, Tosfos says it refers to the nanuim of halel, which Tosfos seems to be saying that if you didn't make the bracha, as long as you do the nanuim of halel, you could still make the bracha. So again, but the common practice again is turn the esrog upside down. This way you know you're covered for sure, and then you go to the mitzvah like that. So let's just review what we have. The Gemara in Sukkim says that all mitzvahs make the bracha over lasiyasim before you do the mitzvah. The Rosh says it's only lechatchila, but the eved can make the bracha even afterwards. The Rambam says that you must make the bracha before, you cannot make the bracha afterwards, even with the eved. The Nafkamina in the case of the shechita, the animal that might be a treifa. The Gemara says one exception is tefila. Rashi says tefila of Valkeri. Tos says tefila of a geir. And Tos says make a little plug to all tefilas, like the case of a woman going to the mikvah. You always do the tefila first, make the bracha afterwards. And Tos says, when it feels a dime, also you make a little plug and you always wash first, make the bracha after. Then we have the discussion about Ner Shabbos. First, the Machlokas, when you light Ner Shabbos, are you Mekabel Shabbos? Machlokas between the Ramban and the Bahag. The Ramah then said, if you assume that you're Mekabel Shabbos when you light candles, it could be when you make the bracha. Therefore, you should light first, and then make the bracha afterwards, but you cover your eyes. Then the question is, does that apply also to Yontif? And the Gavram says, you make a low plug even by Yontif, and you July 1st, then make the bracha like Shabbos. Then Odi Yehuda says that you don't make a low plug, and Yontif, you make the bracha first, then like you do on Hanukkah. Then the question by Berachas Erison, the Rambam says that the regular Berachas Mitzvah, you make the bracha before. The Rambam says you make the bracha after because it's dependent on another person. Then you have the question by the Dalaminim, where it says, with the Agve Nafik Bey, Tosa says four possibilities what you should do. Either pick up the Lulav without the Esrog, or pick up the Esrog upside down, or have Kavanah not to be Yotze, or you can still make the bracha as long as you didn't do the Nanuim. A good Yontif.